Gene Hoffman?
Missing from the conversation here is there's a moral imperative that we make sure poor people can actually buy and use firearms. Even the Brady campaign will tell you that 100,000 times a year guns are used defensively, usually without firing a shot. Turns out that the better number is about 1.2 million. There are numbers that go as high as 2.5, but the United States Department of Justice says that a million times a year a gun is used defensively. And by the way, a very high-profile gun defensive use occurred right before Newtown. At Clackamas Mall, a 22-year-old with a license to carry showed his firearm to the guy with the AR-15 that he'd stolen, because, by the way, these guns were stolen in both cases. He didn't shoot because there was a bystander, so that kind of puts the lie to the licensed carrier is going to kill everybody. But it scared the bejesus out of the guy, and the guy went down the hall and later committed suicide, stopping the, quote, multiple victim public shooting at two. So when we're talking about these costs, there are societal costs to making gun ownership more expensive. If we want to force people to have to go to an FFL, a gun store, to buy ammo, the gun store is not going to let you ship in ammo from their competitor for free. So if the state wants to pick up that cost so that the poor grandmother in East Oakland can get to the gun store and get her ammo, okay. But when we charge her for that, we're making it that much more expensive. I mean, imagine if we had a $35 charge to the state for abortion. That wouldn't fly. No one here would expect that that's acceptable. So, you know, yes, these ideas are interesting and great, but they always end up making gun ownership harder, more expensive for the law-abiding. As long as we do this in a way that we're not making it harder and more expensive for the law-abiding, and, for example, the state's going to have to start forcing people like Alameda County and Oakland to allow gun stores to open. They denied the most recent attempt recently. It's a real problem.
But isn't public safety always, in one level or another, making things more difficult for the law-abiding?